Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Bechukotai, in my statutes. Week 33, First Aliyah. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. Leviticus 26, verses 3 through 5. What causes economic prosperity? Economic prosperity is not produced in the first place by making an effort at work, even if it's one of the most important ways to obtain support and material wealth. Economic prosperity is not produced in the first place by tithing, even if that's the key to have open windows in heaven towards one's lives and economy. Economic prosperity is not produced in the first place by having faith in the promises and proclaiming them with our mouths, even though it could be helpful to activate eternal blessings. Economic prosperity is not produced in the first place by donating money to charity, even if it causes blessings. Economic prosperity is produced by walking in the Eternal's statutes, keeping His commandments, and performing them. If you want to prosper economically, be obedient. Shavuot Tov. Have a good week. Shalom.